Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report. It's going to be fire and fury going to happen here with the committee deciding to vote for Kavanaugh. And I think he's going to file lawsuits against these women who came up with false accusations. It damages women's rights, actually. It damages the rule of law in America in 3 centuries of rule of law. It also puts people in danger. And the same kind of danger occurs when power companies don't pump back the toxic electromagnetic waste. They dump 90% of it back into the ground. Or pump it back into your home, even if you don't have a smart meter. I have technology, which I got from SEMF, that actually measures the toxic electromagnetic waves coming into my home, even though I don't have a smart meter on my home, because I'm connected to the power grid. And by the way, by law, even though I'm putting solar panels on my house, I have to stay connected to the power grid. Isn't that a little bit obscene, Sean?
Absolutely.
Now, people don't understand this, and I want people to kind of grasp. You're not going to find anybody on this or any other network that has my knowledge about classified information and advanced technology. You're not. I'm it on the entire planet. There's nobody to replace me, okay? And scalar radiation technology, I remember having taken care of employees working at Schriever Air Force Base, and even NSA agents, Delta Force Special Op, and they were using exotic weapons even back 24 years ago. You have to understand, this is not a minor thing. The battles of the future are going to involve drones, scalar weapons on the battlefield, and autonomous robots. People say, oh no, that's like the 25th century. No, it's not. It's like 2030. People need to understand this right now. They're frying our DNA with induction cooktops, microwaves that don't fully shield them, electromagnetic pollution coming into your home from a lot of the things, even step-down transformers you have for your computer, equipment that people have in their adjacent home that actually pumps radiation back into their lines, or if you're on the side of an apartment building, you have all these different, you know, smart meter things and a main, we call major smart meter switch, sitting back data, and it's called swarm data. In other words, they tried to tell me at San Diego Gas and Electric that, oh, it only does it 4 times a day to gather the data on your home. That might be reasonable if it's transmitted back 4 times a day and it's not a big pulse of radiation. And I said, well, I have a gigahertz solution from LessEMF made in Germany, and I tested it every 4 to 11 seconds. It's firing off for 2,000 microwatts per square meter. And they tried to argue with me. I said, you know, you're not talking to Dr. Deagle. I got recruited to MIT in nuclear physics in grade 11 in 1969. I finished my PhD in oceanography, genetics, and advanced chemistry at age 21 by sleeping on the lab floor. And I have lots of medical certification plus access to classified information about scalar weapons at U.S. Space Command, Military Defense Command, etc., that knows, not just kind of says, oh, this is my opinion, that this is not open to anybody's damned opinion. Now, you'll notice that I don't get very many people a call. And I said, there's no such thing as a stupid question. I love giving people answers to questions. But I'm the answer man. You ask me a damn question, you're going to get an instant answer. And if I don't have an instant answer, at least I'll parse the problem down logically to a way that we can analyze it. And if I don't have a solution right away, I'm going to find a technical way of actually measuring the problem, whether it's geopolitical, medical, or otherwise, so I can find out, for example, I have a little baby in Hawaii. We're doing genetics on her to find out what her gene defects are. And they don't know why she got a rest cell carcinoma that caused her to end up with paralysis and a tumor that caused her to get a neurogenic bladder. So they have to actually evacuate her bladder manually four times a day at 2 years of age. I'm a problem solver, and I'm fearless. There's nobody like me on the planet. There is nobody even remotely like me that knows what I know and how scary things are. And people don't understand the electromagnetic frequency hell that we're building here on Earth is dangerous. What do you think, Sean?
I think it's very dangerous, and I think people need to start measuring what's around them.
Well, Einstein made this comment that when the bees go, we have about 4 years of gruel. Now, gruel is basically anything that's not pollinized by pollinating bees. Okay, or insects. Do you know the Japanese have actually made cybernetic insect pollinators that are robots? Did you know that they actually developed in the last 4 years?
Really?
Pollinating micro-robots.
That's I'm not kidding. Cool, but you can't replace nature.
No, and here's what's happening. And people say, well, what's causing colony collapses? Well, I can tell you there's four things. Number one, scalar radiation. How a bee navigates, they have magnetite in their brain, and they see the torsion fields of the Earth's geomagnetic field, and they actually navigate between that and the position of the sun. That's why they do a little figure-eight dance with a little bee butt. They tell the other bees where the hive is and where the honey is and how to get back to the hive. And when they get confused, they don't make it back, so you get what's called colony collapse disorder. The next is neonicotinoid pesticides, stupid pesticides that fry the bee brain and give them, I call, Beeheimer's disease. And the third is trucking them across the country and exposing them to trimethyl anhydride, diesel exhaust, and other pollutants, which stresses the hell out of the poor bees. But the biggest cause of all is scalar radiation. And the problem is people don't understand that the fertility, the IQ, and the health of the population is dropping dramatically. Dropping dramatically. And it's caused primarily, in fact, if you look at Dr. Sam Millam, who's been on the show many times, I'm trying to get him back on, he's a very busy guy, and he's in his late 70s. He's been doing work on this for 40 years. And he goes around with his oscilloscope and electronic testing equipment. And it doesn't just come in your home and power lines. He's got homes out in the middle of nowhere where there's magnetite in the ground, and actually the groundwater carries electro pollution from power stations 30 miles away. You heard of that too, right?
I did.
Now, what's also going on is we're getting dissolution of the Van Allen radiation belt for the upper troposphere. Do you know that there's five layers of the Van Allen radiation belt? Can you name them?
I cannot.
I can. There's the lithospheric layer, which means the crust of the Earth. There's the tropospheric layer, which is about 70 to 80,000 feet. And there's three layers out at 22,000 miles out that are the five layers of the belt. There's a thing called the F4. Have you ever heard of the F4?
No,
F3 actually is the one they refer to the troposphere because there's actually two layers to it. But the F4 is there's so much ground radiation occurring because the dissolution of the magnetic field of the Earth is dropping, a drop in the world's oxygen concentration. And the ultraviolet light's plenty high to make ozone, but what's happening is the upper atmosphere is getting energized because the amount of cosmic radiation, background X-rays, and others, ultraviolet light, UV, B, C, and D, it will tan you, it will burn you, it will give you cancer because it damages your DNA, and D is so powerful it goes through the side of a building. Okay, so taking a sunscreen or a hat doesn't stop it. Ground-level cosmic rays, X-rays, and these higher-level ultraviolet lights are getting through, and they're damaging people's skin, causing skin cancer, cataracts, and DNA damage to crops, and they're stressing the hell out of the environment, the biosphere. The world oxygen concentration has dropped from 21 in the last 20 years to 19%, and there's a 73% increase in UV, B, C, and D in cosmic background radiation. Most people don't know this. Now, what's also happening is the Earth is getting ready for a pole shift. Now, a pole shift can happen as early as every 100 years, but a geomagnetic disjunction of the lithosphere on the crust happens every 750,000, and guess what? We have the signs it's already started. Now, it's also triggered off coronal mass ejections and solar activity, and they shut down all the solar observatory stations, not just in Arizona, but all over the world this last month. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. So what's happening is the globalists know that the reason why there's so global heating. Now, the problem is that the ground-level radiation caused by smart meters and now 5G network, they're planning on putting 12,000, this is Elon Musk and other billionaires, 12,000 5G low Earth orbit satellites to allow everybody to have 5G even if it's in the Atacama Plateau of South America up at 12,000 feet. Is that not so what?
Now, that is absolutely not.
Problem is that there's frequencies in that 5G network that are similar to the frequencies that communicate with your DNA from your telomeres. It shuts off your genes and silences the production of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. It doesn't just cause colony collapse disorder, it causes people collapse disorder. Do you like that? People collapse disorder?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right. And what's going on right now is a drop in sperm count, and testosterone in the males is dropping so fast now, it's dropped something like 67% since the 1970s, and one quarter of all couples are not just sterile because a woman had pelvic inflammatory diseases, because a man has no sperm count. And you wonder why the pollution is doing it? Even the research of Drs. Milam, just the alternative current, long before all the electronic gizmos we have, 100 years ago, was the onset of diabetes, which is a sodium-potassium ATPA system. So diabetes is triggered off by electropollution. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
People understand this, and you can save $5 if you use your Deagle 5 anytime you log on through the system that we have, and you go to shop by products under NutriMedical.com, go down to Less EMF. We've got a bunch of different pages. We have a page for the whole website, which is thousands of products. We have a page for the clothing issues, and we have a page also for just things like the meters and so on, like the special meter system, which is a real neat little package. So what people need to start understanding is that, don't expect yourself to know this, or your doctor is definitely not going to know it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even if you're an environmental doctor, unless you understand electrotoxins and how it works, and don't expect your professors to know. I had an interesting discussion about 12 years ago at the old Watergate Hotel complex, where we had I was teaching a lecture on Good, Bad, and the Ugly, it was called, about depleted uranium, toxic fluorides, and about scalar radiation. And the wife, who's an environmental doctor in Ontario, she's just kind of getting her toes into it, and her husband was a PhD physicist, and he's an engineer, and he thought, oh, well, I know more than you, Deagle. Not damn well likely, Mr. Boy. So he's, probably over 6 foot tall. We started talking. He was trying to laugh at me, thinking, well, I know that scalar radiation is not ionizing, so it can't cause DNA damage. I said, this is an interesting question, Sean. Do you know what the gold standard is to determine if you've got DNA damage to your cells if you do a punch biopsy of the skin and look at it under a microscope? You know what it is?
No, what is it?
Micronuclei.
Really?
So after Chernobyl, you look at the skin, and if you see micronuclei, it means you got fragments of DNA that are little loops of chromosomes trying to reproduce in the extracellular space. Right? Okay. And you can see it. You can see it on a scanning EM very easily. It's like, oh, wow, you can actually get a score. Score how many micronuclei in a certain field area there is. You can also measure oxidized markers and so on, and DNA induction. The problem is that people don't realize that your prescience of your holographic digital body, the hologram that makes you, is in control of even the gene induction that regulates structural proteins and enzymes, and regulates the ability of your body to even regenerate. So, in other words, your holographic body is in control of your enzymatic body and genetic body. It's control of the tissue body and the pathological body, and there's a hierarchy. So, in other words, the digital hologram of you is in control of everything. Now, I'm looking at different equipment. I used to use a Keithy Enterprises microcircuit analyzer, and I'm looking at to see if that one or a new version of it, I'm going to need to rent a purchase to do my research. But I've not only discovered there's basically, in a sense, three kinds of DNA. The first kind is 7% of our DNA codes for structural proteins and enzyme. We call this allele DNA. So it regulates 35,000 alleles. The second type is what's called holographic harmonic resonant DNA, and it regulates actually the structure like a scrolling on a thing to how to build a building, how to build your heart, your feet, how to make all the bones exist, and how to build an eyeball or your teeth. So in other words, there's a specific hologram imprinted in your DNA that actually shows you how to build you. So it says, it's almost like, say, take so many of this parts and this parts and this parts. So your eyeball is not the size of either a dinner plate or a pea. It's an eyeball size. And so And actually, the frequency spectra actually records how to build an eyeball. Now, what I'm doing is research to actually pull off those frequencies we call the morphogenetic frequencies of the body. And I'm the first in the world to do this. Not even Dr. Cavinson and the Russian team for the last 70 years has done this. I'm doing it. Which means I actually pull off the resonant frequencies of how to build a heart or a foot or a kidney. Interesting, eh?
Very.
Now, it's non-linear. Stochastic, fuzzy logic, quantum, frequency, spectral, hierarchical, computer code. That's a long adjective, isn't it? In other words, it's basically a spectral code in frequency that has a hierarchy of how to build it. So, for example, if you're going to make a heart, you have to make a sheet of cells, fold it into a tube, then fold the tube on itself, and then create valves across the tube in order to create heart valves, and then congeal it and expand the size of it so it becomes a heart. So forming heart is a form of digital, holographic, nonlinear origami. Do you like that?
That's not
now,
bad.
Right. So but the thing is, when you have electropollution, it's like taking the guy from Japan who's going to show you a fancy origami and how to make a little Japanese tiger, and you're swatting him with a stick so his hands can't make the tiger. So it's not going to look like a tiger. He's going to try to, but you keep on hitting him with a stick until eventually make his knuckles bleed. That's what electricity and pollution does, electromagnetic and electrotoxins, and also scalar radiation. For example, most people don't realize when you fly, especially at night, the amount of cosmic radiation you get if you're a pilot or a stewardess is mind-boggling. People don't know this, do they?
They don't.
No, they don't measure. They don't take a cosmic measuring. They actually did. I have a study I pulled up a few months ago, and they had this lab tubes, and if cosmic rays went through the lab tubes, it would create bubbles inside the tube. And you should see the pictures of the tubes, all the cosmic rays, carried by airline stewardesses and pilots that had little bubbles in them. Oh, damn it.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, do you think the average person knows this stuff? Oh, yeah. No, they don't know nothing, okay? And then we talk about near space. They had a recent hole in one of our space stations, right? Remember they got a small particle went through it and somebody stuck their thumb in the hole and tried to block it off? You got something the size of a pinhole and it can blow the whole space station all to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Zeta particles and cosmic rays go through the space station like they're not stopped at all?
Really?
And so when you're flying between here and the moon, you know what happens? As soon as you get outside the Van Allen radiation belt at 22,000 miles out, you see little flashes in your eyeballs because it causes the actin myosin in your eye, it causes the rhodopsin in your eye to shoot off a little spark and actually make you think you're seeing a flash. Those flashes are not because you got a defective retina. It's because you have an effective retina and the rhodopsin and the eye pigments are actually being hit by cosmic rays or zeta particles that cause a little flash.
Really?
They've estimated that if you travel in space, for every week in space, you lose a point in IQ and cause permanent damage to your genetics. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah. I know a lot about space. I took care of the guys at space, and I've even advised the guys how to do long-term space travel with reverse thyroid hormone, which I brought the test over from Germany 38 years ago. I had one of the top doctors from NASA on the show was going demented from taking a basically HMD CoA reductase inhibitor. I think it was on Zocor. Which, by the way, these idiots threatened me back in 2003 saying you're not providing our drug or our competitors. Well, people have heard the story before when I've said this on the show. But they have to understand electro pollution is bad. And even people like Trump who think, oh, Trump's the panacea, I call it Trump Kool-Aid. No, Trump's not. He's not all-knowing. He's got bad advisors around him, and he authorized on January 8th this year 5G network everywhere. He didn't measure like the Russians have said. If you go to Russia with Dr. Stetzer, who Mr. Stetzer went over there as an engineer, and looked at all the Russian data and got translators to Russia of their danger of even having AM/FM stations with too much electro power. So go to Less EMF, ask questions, and say, don't mind feeling stupid. I don't mind feeling stupid. That's how you get wiser. But you better get yourself protected. Get these, you know, step-down transformers. If you get solar, make sure you get things to block the radiation from the inverters and stetzerizers and your plugs all over your home. Just start asking questions and realize you're being cooked.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we now have Tony from Nutridyne. Now, there's a lot of, I use this analogy because I want people to kind of get the message. There's a lot of people that are out there pushing their products, and to be honest with you, they aren't qualified to open their app. They're not functional medicine doctors, and by the way, they have to be a doctor and a scientist first with a background in chemistry, physics, and epigenetics, etc., even qualified to whether or not they have a right to make a public opinion about something. But then they don't even have an equivalent product. And we've seen this before where people say, I got an equivalent product to Deagle for this, this, and this, and it's not true. And I want to go back a little bit. Steve Levine, do you know Steve Levine who he is?
No.
Steve Levine is a genetic professor from University in California that set up years ago, about 35 years ago, Allergy Research Group. I knew Steve before he even found his research on thyroid. So I've known Steve for now almost 40 years. I've known the guys that actually set up Metagenics and Designs for Health, all these different companies. And I was doing testing in laboratories and universities before the first functional medicine doctors even starting setting up their associations, including Dr. William Ray, who just died recently a few weeks ago, was a cardiac surgeon that got exposed to toxins in the operating room and developed a polyneuropathy and cardiac problems that was based on the fact he was exposed to toxins in the operating room as a cardiac surgeon. So I've been around a long time. Dr. Deagle's been around a long time, and I have knowledge and scientific basis that nobody else can dispute. Now, do you think anybody else on this or any other network wants to talk to Deagle about my products on their show?
No, probably.
Not only that, I found out from their guys here at Genesis that I can't even tell people that I have a show on the network, even in my commercials. The fact is, people need to know, we have a unique product that nobody else has anything equivalent. And they'll tell you they got a fancy ID and you got to take this, going to do this and that. When the Fukushima Daiichi broke out, was it now? How many years ago now? 7 years ago? Seven and a half almost.
Mm-hmm.
Fukushima Daiichi. The federal government actually had to tell the industries and online companies not to sell the iodine that they basically tell people to take for 8 to 10 days to block radiation. Did you know that? The reason is you take a diatomic iodine, you know, iodocaps, you actually can shut down your thyroid and actually cause within 6 to 8 weeks neuropathy of your retina. Not good. It's the exact opposite with low dose Neutrodyne, which is an atomic resonant form of monoatomic Tesla activated iodine, as per the prophecy of Edgar Cayce. That's why we call it the Edgar Cayce iodine. Now, why is that important? Because we're having what's called a mitochondrial apocalypse. And mitochondria of any land-based organism, that includes both the notochord existent beings, whether we're reptiles or humans or mammals, we're all being negatively affected by toxic halide radiation from Fukushima Daiichi, from fluoride, chlorine, bromide. They're also, by the way, these molecules are all feminizing. They lock onto the estrogen receptor. So if you actually look at the estrogenic effect of toxic halide, pesticides, and chemicals or fluoridated water, they make what's called fluoramines. Fluoride is 10,000 times, 100,000 times more toxic to your cells than chlorine. But fluoramine is 10 million times. Did you know that?
No.
And it not only calcifies the choroid plexus of your ventricles, but it also calcifies the pineal gland in your brain, which is the cord of living waters, a connection of your soul to your literal physical body. It also is the master gland that regulates the timing, it's like a timer clock, to regulate the timing of the release of hormones, including growth hormone and cycling your female hormones and male hormones, and cycling your other hormones and regulating all the growth factors and release of stem cells. Your stem cells are controlled by your hypothalamus and particularly by your pineal gland and your nuclei. So if you look at someone who has been taking a lot of halides, and we see this in particular people that get renal dialysis, they get what's called middle ion syndrome. Have you ever heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Middle ion syndrome is where dialysis takes out the smaller ions, but doesn't take out the big buggers. So if you've got any heavy metals and you're exposed to lead or mercury or depleted uranium, they bioaccumulate, and you can actually see calcification of particularly the basal nuclei of the brain called the caudate and putamen nuclei. So what I want to do is I want to dismiss everybody, not just some of them. I want to dismiss everybody who thinks they have a right to an opinion. And some people are offended by this, but that's too damn tough. They have an attitude, not an opinion. An opinion is based on the fact that with the very strict recommendations of Edgar Cayce, the process to make this stuff is not easy. And the only engineer I know who's done it is your boss, who designed this, who's a NASA contract engineer who developed a system which we use. Now, why is that important? It's because right now we're seeing most diseases on Earth, of all mammals and non-mammals and notochords and salamanders in your little garden, or alligators, they're all tied directly to halide toxins. In fact, besides radiotoxins, halides are the nastiest thing out there, aren't they? Pretty well every pesticide you can imagine is a halide, fluoride, chloride, or bromide. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
and if it's on the higher energy state, the higher energy state of iodine, it can't displace fluoride or chloride. So if you do a test on somebody to find out if they've got fluoride or chloride toxicity in their body, do you think any doctors out there are measuring T3, but measuring T3, not I, but T3FL? Do you think they're measuring trifluoroiodine? Not triiodoiodine, but trifluoroiodine. Do you think, how many doctors are measuring a dual-coupled neutron spectroscopy isolated by electrophoresis T3 molecules from a particular individual and determining that they're actually fluoridated rather than brominated or they're actually fluorinated rather than iodinated. And when you have a fluoridated T3, it locks on the receptor in the crystal galli and actually non-competitively blocks it from producing uncoupling oxidative phosphorylation to make ATP and NADH through the Krebs or pyruvate cycle. Now, I said a lot of words there because a lot of it's science, but it's not open to dispute. A lot of people think, well, I don't want to call in because I don't want to be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Every question is a good question. If you come in like a good student and ask a good, straightforward question, I'll give you an answer. If you have either one of two things, an ad hominem attack wanting to attack me, I'm going to attack back more vicious than Kavanaugh or Trump when you piss me off. Or if you say something that's intellectually not valid, not based on evidence or the laws of physics or chemistry, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you. Now, people say, oh, that's not nice. Why in your delusional mind do you think I'm nice? Now, I will die for you to tell you the truth, but I won't allow you to get away with foolishness to say things that are just not true. So when people are marketing their iodine, they need to shut the hell up. It's sickening how many people are out there pushing nutraceuticals and don't either do testing, don't know the medicine, don't know the epigenetics, don't know how the quantum physics of this is. And as what's going on, we're seeing a massive collapse in the biology of mammals on the planet caused by mitochondrial apocalypse, caused by toxic halides. And they're everywhere.
Well, I agree.
And we also have radio toxins now. Do you know that radio toxins have punched the hole in the ozone layer right after Fukushima Daiichi happened? And it's periodically going on and off because the magnetic field of the Earth is dropping. We're seeing a massive decrease in the amount of protection from the F3 tropospheric layer of the Van Allen radiation belt. And the upper atmosphere is getting so energized it's creating what's called an F4. I put a video at the end of a talk I did last week talking about a lot of these things after the on the weekend with Gary Richard Arnold. And you'll see the last 20 minutes of it talks about pole shift and geomagnetic disjunction of the lithosphere and astrophysics. You're not going to hear this elsewhere. You're probably not even going to hear it at the university level because they don't want to say things that are scary or against their little thesis of how the world is dying because there's too many people driving too many SUVs or too many cows farting. Right?
Right,
but
yeah.
The biggest problem is going... The biggest thing I would call a halo apocalypse. In other words, the halide molecules are screwing up the biology of every living thing on the planet. Every mammal, every notochord-based reptile, and even insects. Mm-hmm. People don't understand that these toxic halides are bad. They're also feminizing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're feminizing. So all you competitors out there, stop it. You're not a competitor. You're a liar.
You know, and they all said they have the best, but, you know, we produce the highest quality because we're the only company that holds the patent.
It's not the highest quality. It's the only one. It's not even in the same ballpark. There's no competition. They're just lying, saying they have something equivalent, and they don't. It also can create toxins and use diatomic heavy metal-based iodine.
Most of you know that heart disease
is... Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Tony, I want you to kind of give a dissertation why you think neutrinine is so superior. What makes it so superior? It has different spectra. It's monoatomic. I tell people keep it out of the sunlight and heat. It lasts for years. And what it's going to do, and you don't need a whole lot of it, 4 or 5 drops twice a day will help you along with our mitothyroid. And for scolin to help 5' deiodination and the other minerals you need are in Minerals Plus. It's important to understand that Neutrodyne is a rescue to the population that's losing mitochondrial function all across the board, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I was going to say, since we expose ours to an electromagnetic field and a lot of the other companies don't, this is what ultimately makes our product, Neutrodyne, more superior to the others. It makes it more bioavailable. It can, because we increase the energy state of the iodine atom, and so
right.
It allows it to outcompete the other toxic halides that naturally have a higher electronegativity. So now our iodine can bind more efficiently to the receptors and has a higher binding affinity than the other toxic halides, and so that's kind of one of the things that helps our product stand out from the others.
Yeah. What I would say is, if you got a serious infection, Lyme disease, babesiosis, ehrlichiosis, chronic fungal infection, bacterial dysbiosis in your gut called SIBO, which precedes things like pancreatic cancer, like Aretha Franklin died of, if you died of a chronic SIBO infection, it eventually caused enough genetic damage to your pancreas to cause cancer. Cancer is an infection, primarily fungal, with aflatoxins, viruses, and bacteria. Even things like asthma. People can take a diluted version of this by inhalation, and they'll start knocking off the stealth infections in their basket cells and their bronchi that are causing stealth, we call infections with rhinovirus subclass 3 that causes leukotriene B4 and D4 that cause asthma. When you take it, for example, and you have somebody who has a dysbiosis and a leaky gut that's affecting their behavior because they've got ADD or ADHD, you'll notice you take this and take our probiotics, like Living Probiotic Ultra, about 100 billion organisms, and Berberstatin, the person starts to say, hey, I need a food that doesn't make the child, my kid, get hyper or want to go to sleep. So Neutrodyne has, like, it's a universal antipathogenic, it's a universal cell redox thing. If you're trying to fight cancer, you have to raise the redox of the tissue, which raises their pH. So if you don't restore oxidative state, for example, you know that every cancer is in a hypoxic anaerobic state. It's always anaerobic tissue cancer. Do you know that?
I didn't. So we're just exposing oxygen to those types of things and eliminating.
Right. So so if you use a Neutrodyne, take 15 drops 3 times a day, and get in a mild hyperbaric chamber, and do our other things like IPT, insulin potentiate, chemo, and say macrophage activation factor, GCMAF, and dendritic vaccine, Neutrodyne is a major factor increasing the redox of the tissue, which cancer can't stand, because cancer is an hypoxic acidotic state, and it's running its metabolism as an anaerobic.
Wow.
Interesting, eh? People don't know this. They don't realize that. Why do you think cancer rates are going up? Part of it is the presence of anaerobuses in various tissues in the body caused by a chronic infection, and the escape phenomenon of the tissue from the chronic stress is called cancer.
So what causes your redox state to go down anyway? You know,
when you lose the ability to convert through the uncoupling of oxidative phosphorylation and take one glucose molecule and make 32 ATP rather than 2, anaerobically. So if you take one glucose molecule, you can anaerobically make 2 ATP, but when you have aerobicis, you make 16 times more ATP.
So is it our diet or our environment that's causing the redox state and for that conversion?
Well, it's a combination of three things. The first one is, number one, we have mineral deficiencies and we've got halite toxins. For example, if you're drinking fluoridated water, you're basically going to be functionally hypothyroid. Even if your T3 looks normal, they're not measuring if it's T3 iodine or T3 FL. Secondly, they don't measure reverse thyroid hormone. They don't do a core body temperature. And every different tissue deiodinates thyroid as it needs. So your liver and your kidneys and your brain are different compartments, and they actually regulate the immediate deiodination of T4 to T3 as it needs in the tissue as a need-to-know basis. So the body's not a hopper. You pour in thyroid hormone, and it goes to whatever tissues. The body's not a hopper. It varies from minute to minute and day to day based on the autonomic nervous system deiodination. But your body does make a small amount of activated monatomic iodine, but it's not enough. And when you have external halides, or you've got antiviruses attacking the thyroid gland, the gland's being destroyed, so it can't make enough thyroid hormone or enough monatomic iodine.
All
that's
right.
When you start getting... I've had people take Neutrodyne, and over 6 months to 18 months, their gland has come back and regenerated without taking anything else, not even our mitothyroid. They said, Doc, I loved it. I said, you're kidding. I said, no. And I have more than one case, lots of cases, where they just do it and their gland comes back. And these are people who have had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or they had a subtotal thyroidectomy after thyroid cancer. And after it went anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half, 2 years, their gland regrows just simply by taking Neutrodyne.
Wow.
And you can measure it. You can actually measure the test and say, oh, my gosh. Your tests are normal. And they said, yeah, I feel great. I'm thinking, okay. They don't realize what a big discovery they made by telling me that they just took Neutrodyne. This is years ago, right? We were starting to do this. We've been doing Neutrodyne, about 10 years or something?
Wow. So if you need to grow your gland back, what's the dosage for that? You know, because I know a lot of people, it's more common than I would have ever thought.
Well, I think it's less than we think. I usually recommend that people take 5 to 10 drops twice a day for if your thyroid's really shot. But if you're just doing maintenance of your gland because you're trying to take mitothyroid, probably 5 drops twice a day. If you're not going to pass from 15 drops in water 3 times a day, you don't need to really exceed that. And after 2 weeks to a month, you can actually drop the dosage a bit to say 2/3, to say 10 drops or 7 drops. You don't need a whole lot. That's an adult. If you're smaller, like a child or a teenager, you need a lower dosage. You don't need a whole lot. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be hyper at 5 grade, and I've been taking the Nutridyne for about a year now, and my levels were perfect. I just had my blood test done about a week ago, and I got good results. That was pretty exciting to hear. Hey, I was going to ask you about your mitothyroid. Are those natural glandular hormones?
Yeah, it's a glandular thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, and they're BSE-free. So you don't want bovine spongiform encephalopathy prions. Because a prion actually goes through reverse transcriptase, makes a RNA, and actually through reverse transcriptase can make DNA, insert it into your genome, and actually change your genome. So a prion is a pretty weird thing. It's like a space invader, but it's down Earth. And it actually makes DNA, so it takes over your reproductive process here, endoplasmic reticulum, to make prion viruses, prion factors. Pretty crazy, eh? And, of course, you get encephalopathy, where you get little holes all through your brain, like it turns your brain to a sponge, and it can damage other tissues epigenetically by creating prion factor proteins instead of structural proteins to make your muscles, your brain, your heart, your liver, or your kidneys. So you get basically spongiform encephalopathy, they call it, where you turn your nice spongy brain into a big hole in perforated sponge.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, all pathogens are killed by this. All pathogens. So whether it's viruses, bacteria, fungi, and stealth parasites like vermicularis or Ascaris lumbricoides or pathogenic mycelial fungi like Stachybotrys chitaro, it knocks them all up. And there's no antifungal that's safe, by the way. If you take caspofungin and these antivirals like ribavirin, they'll kill you. They'll make their hemoglobin drop a gram a day in ICU from ribavirin. If you take these antifungals, you're almost certainly going to go into liver failure caused by the antifungal. But not with Nutridyne.
You know, that reminds me, I don't know why it's popping in my head, but somebody had a tooth infection and they literally took Nutridyne for, 3 days and swished it in their mouth, and they went to their dentist because they had already scheduled an appointment. And their doctor was like, Why did you come in here? You don't have anything wrong with your mouth. And they were in so much pain like a couple days prior to that.
That's typical. We see that whether it's bone infections, tooth infections. I tell people put the Nutridyne into the HydroFloss machine or put a few drops into your what's called the AirFloss, which you can get from Sonicare. The AirFloss is why I do brush my teeth with a Sonicare toothbrush from Germany. And then I have an AirFloss. You put a few drops in there or have used a HydroFloss, which changes the charge of the particles to pull the plaque off your teeth. And the AirFloss and HydroFloss are neat. They'll actually hit you with a jet. They'll actually knock the plaque right off your teeth. And if you put Nutridyne in there, any of the nanobacteria and the other crap going down around your gums and teeth, it's blasted right off and killed. So Nutridyne in the HydroFloss or the AirFloss machine is wonderful. So all you competition out there that pretend that you're equal to Dr. Deagle, shut up. Don't try to keep on lying, pretending that you have something equivalent to either our nutraceuticals, our products, our protocols, our testing, our validation, or our testimonials. You're just plain, bold-faced liars. Stop it. What do you think? Do you think I'm a little bit upset about it, or what?
Oh, it sounds like a little bit.
Yeah, more than a little bit. You know, I want to help people, and I want them to take stuff that actually has value, not BS.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing equivalent to our Nutridyne. It's the number one nutraceutical we have. It's that important. You need it every day. Even little kids need it. A couple drops. NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues
with very small dosages.